What would you call a hill that's really big? Really big.
Well, if it's more than 1,000 feet, you'd call it a mountain.
Mm-hmm. All right, what would you have off the side of a mountain? Say if it erosion cut off a big piece of it, you looked over the side and say, "God, it drops straight down."
That would be an escarpment, but you might call it a tableland.
Mm-hmm.
In the West, they call them mesas.
Or when we were talking about the where you get all that fertilizer from.
Peru.
Uh-huh. Say they had just cut off the side of a mountain, and you were looking up there, and you saw the edge of it.
You'd call that a terrace.
Uh-huh. Have you ever used any other term other than terrace? Just like a cliff?
Well, you would call it a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought of a cliff possibly as being a mountaintop. I never had thought of it before.
Mm-hmm. As a mountaintop. Yeah.
But possibly they're not, you know, we speak of the Indians in the West as being cliff dwellers. What we mean is that they live but on the sides of the mountains where it has been either eroded or landslides or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the land has risen up and has a sharp escarpment there.
Uh-huh. What would you call, like if you have two mountains, what would you call between the two mountains?
You call it a valley.
Mm-hmm. All right. would you call it anything else?
A canyon? No. A canyon is something that has been caused by water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Washington.
What would you call it if you took a piece of wood and took a knife and just cut a little chunk out of it? What would you call that?
You'd call it a notch.
Uh-huh. Have you ever
Now, that? I have heard of... Cumberland Pass as being called a notch in the mountains. However, we don't have mountains, so those things were not talked about in this area when I was a child, because they were foreign to the people who lived here.
Okay. We were talking about cliffs. If there was a stream at the top of the cliff and it came over the side,
it would be a waterfall.
All right, the road out front, that comes out front there, what's that made out of? Can you tell me or have any idea?
This road?
Yeah. It's kind of a black.
I can't even remember the word. It's made of rock and asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is that sticky stuff?
And it's asphalt.
Uh-huh. But it's it doesn't have the rocks, and it's just real gummy.
Well, it's tar, a form of tar, but it's, but really and truly, it's asphalt.
Okay. What would you call that road if it was white instead of black?
You would call it a You know, sometimes they use concrete building roads.
Mm-hmm. Like 75?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you call a 93 as it comes off the Coos Road?
You call that an asphalt road.
Mm-hmm. How could you term that in general? You know, just any small roads that come off big roads. You don't distinguish between that?
Well, we have post roads.
Mm-hmm.
That this one in front of the house is post road.
Uh-huh.
Those are roads that are purely improved by the state to give farmers an opportunity to get their crops to market.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have gravel roads, and then we have just dirt roads, and those kind of the kind that get really get slicky and boggy and when they